This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Abu Dhabi, OBKV, baby, they've been hating lately. Maybe because I made a crazy statement when I bought the
black on black in the range. I'll be rolling through crocodile skin flames on my soles. With
I be sliding through the function like a Spike Lee movie on my Kansas City iced tea, moving like excuse.
What's up, Mamaholics? I'm just going to have to drop that all the way down this week. I'm not being the master of audio as usual, Mamaholics, but what's going on? Thank you very much for tuning in to my most favorite podcast right here, HMB Radio Network. That was Abu Dhabi by Chris Calico with Tech, or the 816 Boys, but it's basically Tech Nine's little group. I shouldn't say little group. If Tech Nine ever hears this, he could shoot me. Mamaholics, we're off to a great start. I'm high as shit. That's my second week back smoking weed, like the start of the second week, and I love it. And the guest today doesn't believe, we're going to jump right into this. My guest this week doesn't believe that my tolerance break really reset it to good levels. This weed's not in her life, Mamaholics. Don't judge her. Don't get mad at her. Don't send angry emails to her. She's a wonderful person. She's a good friend. She's a great comic. She's Natasha Sam Rennie. Hi, Natasha.
Can you just keep talking? That was great.
Just keep rambling for the next couple hours.
How's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Bull?
I'm good. Yeah, we were talking about that before we started the podcast. Natasha here doesn't think that my 2 week marijuana break really did anything. I'm trying to tell her.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Like, yeah, I got back smoking after like a really long time, and I was like, how long? And you're like, 2 weeks, man. Like, that's not a long time.
Okay, first of all.
Also, I know you don't sound like that, but that was my impression of every stoner ever. So you just have to take it, James.
No, it's a pretty basic stoner impression. I think we all get the point of what was happening there. I'm all wrapped up in this cord and shit. Hold on.
God damn it.
Is that a metaphor for something? I'm taking over the podcast now. He's wrapped up in cords.
It wouldn't be the worst thing to happen on this podcast, I'm sure. No, first, for 2 weeks for me is a very long time. I'm like an everyday, all day, like wake up in the morning, way to work, lunch break, after work till I go to bed.
See, doesn't it take the thrill out of it? Because that's so close to the regularity you use for things like breathing or like peeing. Like, how often do you really need it? Do you need it?
Yes, I do. Breathing or peeing? Not so much. I could go without. Well, I'll do one. If I could pee like once a day, that would be great.
If I had to choose between smoking and urinating, let me tell you.
Dude, if I could, how great would how much more shit would you get accomplished? How
like
much?
Literally? Not a lot, no. Apparently.
But if you only had to pee once a day. Like, if you could just be like, all right, every day at 2:45, it's going to take me 6.5 minutes, true. But one shot, we're done.
I feel like I know certain people like that. I feel like those are the people that they can't pee anywhere outside of their own house. I don't see how you do that. Like, when I have to go, I just have to go. I'm not going to wait to go home. That's weird.
I can urinate anywhere. I can't duke anywhere.
Why? You have to explain this to me. Why?
Because it's fucking gross, man.
What does that mean? You just don't sit on the toilet.
Okay.
Like, if it really freaks you out, you dog squat that shit.
Men have not been trained in our whole lives to squat over
everything.
I know,
your quads
are
not as developed as ours are because we have to.
Like, I play.
You're so used to standing, you're such a lazy fucker.
Like, I did football in school, you know, and, like, we worked out and all the time and stuff, and I don't look like it, but I've kind of always been into some sort of fitness.
You definitely look like it.
No, I do not. Let's not lie to them. It's mostly people we know.
It's only been 2 weeks.
It's people we know, so they're just like, no, he doesn't, no. God damn it. Oh, but so, like, my legs are strong, but, man, to hover for, like, because I like to enjoy my dukes. I don't get in there and get the job done.
So it doesn't have to do with how gross it is. It has to do with your enjoyment factor.
Well, no, it's gross.
Like, can you pull out a newspaper? You're not going to do that in a public stall.
I started doing it at work, but only because I've been at this company for 5 years, and I've started to trust the cleaning staff.
Yeah, a relationship with the cleaning staff.
No. They're just very polite when I see them. And I'm just like, yeah, they're polite. They're not angry enough to be like sabotaging the toilets before I do.
Do you think that's what they do? Like, they have nothing better to do than like screw with your life?
Not just mine. There's a lot of people at my company. They could be fucking with just.
I feel like you're projecting a bit. Like, that's what you would do as cleaning staff because you would be so border stone.
I would.
Yes, you would.
That's one of my favorite things. All right, one of my favorite things in life is I really enjoy fucking with people. Mm-hmm. But if I can fuck with people without them realizing I'm fucking with them, like...
You have a God complex, yo.
It's not a God complex. Oh, is that a God complex?
I think it is.
Well, I don't want to, like, control their lives. I just want them to, like, be in a situation where they're like, I don't understand why this is happening.
You don't want to control their lives. You just want them to feel like they don't have control over their lives.
Yes.
People feel that anyways, Bailey.
Right. But if I can exasperate it.
As you're saying it, you're like, is that the right word? Is it exacerbate?
Exacerbate. Thank you.
Is it masturbate?
I know it's not masturbate.
Bathroom, dookie. What?
That one I'm familiar with. Masturbate, I'm very... It's words like, God damn it, now I'm not going to say it right again. Exacerbate. Yeah. Sometimes I'll say them wrong, and I'll have to, like, sit there and say them four times. And that's when people think I'm fucking with them. When I'm not, I'm just that slow.
You're
like,
just being you.
And I'm like, wait, how do I say this? And instead of doing it in my head, I'm like, exasperate. No, it's exasperate. Okay. And then I'll repeat, like, start the sentence, and they're just looking at me like, are you okay? Like...
I do that sometimes, but then if I'm so into what I'm saying and like my passionate Italian is coming out, then I'll just continue and keep going and see if they catch me. And if they don't, I just keep going. Cause I feel like that's like dialogue karma. Like you get called out on shit all the time for stuff you shouldn't. So just like, it'll come back around. It's fine. I don't care. They get it. they're not listening. So then they deserve it.
I don't know. Most of my friends are usually pretty stoned. Mm. So it's just kind of like I don't know. Plus, I'm a comedian. I write. I should say words properly.
You should say words properly, James.
You should say words properly.
I guess stoning. See, wow. I don't even know anything about
yes.
it. Stoning is not good. Don't look at me like
from that. Sitting across from me, folks. This is being in my aura gets you buzz.
I guess being stoned is like leveling the playing field because then everyone's like happy dumb together. Is that how that should work?
It's how it should work.
That's not a judgment. That's me trying to understand things I don't.
No, that's how it how it should work. Do you? I don't know if you remember, but do you remember when you were just like a little child and like the simplest solution was always the best solution, and like you know there was still hope for humanity.
Yeah, I remember.
You weren't aware of things like politics.
Yes.
Yeah, like weed kind of helps you forget about a lot of that shit. Like I wouldn't suggest getting high to the level where you're just like constantly like. Twirling and frolicking in meadows that aren't there.
Does it let you see those?
You Sounds might need fun. You might need the aid of other drugs for that one, which I have no problem doing either. Have you never done mushrooms?
I didn't say that, but no.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Oh my God, they're so much fun.
I believe it. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Allegedly, I guess, if
I
you want to cover yourself.
On my pizza, James.
I love magic mushrooms because, again, five listeners, they're all our friends. Like, I'll see you guys at the mic on Monday.
They're all going to be bringing mushrooms. Like, we have to see this.
Oh, my God. I would love to. I've said it before. I want to do a spirit quest because I haven't done anything like that.
Oh, is that the one with those special kind of mushrooms from South America?
Well, that's not mushrooms. That's ayahuasca. That's an ayahuasca ceremony. That's a bit different than...
Like
well, there's
five
that,
different
there's
people
DMT.
In the last month have been like, do you want to do this? I heard this thing. Like, I feel like it's a sign. It's very specific.
Well, like, okay, ayahuasca is, DMT is the active ingredient in ayahuasca. Mm. And DMT is fairly common in the U.S. But, like, people smoke it, you get really fucked up for, like, 5, 10, 15 minutes. It's short, but it's, like, super fucking intense. From what I hear, it's amazing. I did hear one bad thing that kind of was like...
Which is what?
I don't want to say because I want to steer you off of it.
That's like someone telling me, I'm not going to tell you the end of the movie because you won't see it. I'm still going to see it because I want to know what happens in between.
Okay.
Tell me. Does it make you like shit?
He
purple,
said...
Cheery?
No, he's... The person who was describing it to me, and I actually did a joke about this. I should bring it back. It was a good bit. But it's... he told me, you will experience death. And I was like, no. Wow. No, I don't want to.
No.
No.
Was like, can I compromise?
Yeah, like, no. I think, like, the exact joke is, no the fuck I won't.
Did you?
No, I didn't do it.
What, because of that?
Yeah, because, see, I used to do a lot of acid.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of acid.
What do you mean by a lot? Like out of a Kool-Aid jar?
Almost. I think the most I ever did was 20. No. Yeah, it was like almost, it was like 20-some hits maybe in a 12-hour period, 16-hour period, something like that.
What does that do to your brain?
Have you not talked to me over the last few minutes? Like, this is a good day. So,
this is like a good day.
I have permanent trails.
What does that mean?
Okay, like.
It's drug education.
If I look at my hand right now, right?
Yeah.
And I do this.
Yeah.
There's still little hands behind it.
You're
waving.
You
know what I'm saying?
No, there are not.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like. Okay, like if you put trails on your mouse on the computer and you go like this and you see like a string of mice
and then it
all meets up together. Yeah, that's a trail.
I would hate that.
Well, they're tiny and I'm used to it and it makes the world more magical.
You're like permanently pixelated.
It's not quite that bad. I mean, it looks smoother. It looks just like your hands will blur almost. Like if you move
your hand.
Your
hand should not look like that, James.
No, I still see the definitive outline. I can still see my hand normally, right? Yeah, and if I move it, it's just really tiny little trails. Like I just have those now.
Trails is such a happy word. You really can't be mad about it.
I can't at all. And it's my fault. Nobody was like, hey, bro, this is totally safe. People are like, hey, you might die. And I'm like, meh, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, but. I might also have a really good time. So
think about that.
That's kind of how I used to like everything was just based on like, all right, I could have a horrible time, but I could also have an amazing time. Let's see what happens. Like just shake the dice.
A high risk, high reward kind of dude.
Yeah. It's led to some fucking really fun rewards.
Like what?
Well, the doing 20 some hits of acid. In a 12 or 16 hour period, that was super fun. Because all right, at one point,
my daughter listens to all of these.
At one point, I was running down the street, chasing somebody, not like violently. I forget why we were chasing them.
Uh-huh.
But I was wearing an FBI windbreaker.
Like this is real, or is
it was
any
a
part
legit?
Not
no,
real
it,
so far.
No, it was a legit FBI windbreaker. My friend Billy, his dad had worked for the field office in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And when his dad left, Billy stole the windbreaker and, like, some other stupid... Like, it's all official shit, but it was a bunch of really small shit that his dad would be like, oh, I misplaced.
Huh.
Because his dad was kind of a dick, so he's just like, fuck you. So he stole, like, this windbreaker. So when we were leaving his house, I was like, oh, you know this is happening, right? So I'm 18. I'm on just so much fucking acid. I've got a... My hair on the sides, I think my hair might have been like bleach blonde at this point. Like it was super short. It was like, I mean like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
But what I had was just bleach fucking blonde because I got bored one day. And I was like, oh, this might look good. This might look crazy. And I did it. And I was like, yeah, it looks weird. Cool.
We're good.
Yeah. And I'm running down the street in like oversized like Tommy Hilfiger jeans, like sagging because I was a thug and I was all skinny because I was on drugs.
That works with the hair.
And I had a wife beater.
Yep.
And this is like 1998.
Yeah.
And then I had the FBI, like a windbreaker. And so then we go back to my friend's house, and we're standing outside, and this cop comes. Like, and we can see him rolling down the block, and, like, there's six of us, and four of us are tripping hard as shit. And the cop's coming, and we're like, should we make a break for it? And I'm like, nah, son, just be cool. And they're like, dude, you're wearing a fucking FBI windbreaker. You're going to go to prison. And I just, like, all casually took it off and tied it around my waist. And I was like, nah, man, I got this. And my friends are like, oh, is he going to do it? And, like, the cop came up, and I walked right up to the car, and I'm like, what's up? And just had a, like, 10-minute conversation with this cop. A FBI official windbreaker tied around my waist, tripping balls, just.
But were the letters on the outside, like, of your ass, or were they inside so you couldn't see him?
They were on the outside of my ass, but I was facing him. Like, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was tied around my... So, like, if he would have seen me from behind, he'd have been like, hey, wait a minute. Like, something's not... You're not in the FBI, young man. Like, I'm deep undercover.
You were the original letters on the ass. That was not a Victoria's Secret thing.
Nah,
like, a
was,
juicy thing. That was all James Bailey couture.
That was drugs. It was drugs.
Drugs thug couture. That's all you, dude.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I've had, you know... I've also gone to jail a couple times, you know.
Let it all out. Yeah. Tell me, how does that make you feel?
Like I've had a pretty awesome life.
Yeah, I guess so. As long as you're not still in jail.
No. I don't plan on going back either. So what about you, Natasha? How many times have you been to jail?
I can't answer that question.
Ah, how many?
I cannot answer
that question. You have to answer that now.
No, I don't. This is a podcast.
Yeah, and it has like 5 fucking listeners. Loosen up. Look, you've set the table. You can't
Does
say
something. Does a bad relationship like count as jail?
Depends.
If you felt did like you go were
to,
in jail?
Did you go to jail? Come on. We're all friends here, Natasha.
I can't talk about this, James.
It's like me, you, and Jander.
I actually really like this moment because I feel like this is a very important question.
It is, but it's like, just relax, we're having fun, I've got drugs, like, it's just, come on, we're just, it's
this
me.
This is just after me telling you that last week I tried to smoke and I got super sick, and you're like, hey, Tasha, want to take a hit today? Uh-oh, sounds important.
It is, because we're
James
having...
stomach.
I would normally never do this, but I'm having childhood issues, and by that I mean issues with my hood child, so... All right, yeah, but it's definitely a lot about people and, like, the stories, because, like, you start off with this group, and at one point you're, like, you're two groups, and so it's a good show. You should definitely check it out. Yeah, I'm just recording again. Yeah.
Oh, cool. We're talking about zombies.
Yeah, because zombies are the shit. Sorry that we had to pause that so quick, folks. I am dealing with a fatherhood issue. It is handled now, and we're going to move on. For specific reasons that were not shared, but maybe someday in the future we'll share them. Yeah, we'll give a fuck. What? That's fine, right?
Yes.
All right. Natasha's like throwing her hands up in the air, exasperated with me.
That was not exasperated.
I was like, oh my God. Are you serious? I get that a lot, though. It's weird.
About exasperation from women?
From people in general.
I'm so confused by this mic.
I told my manager at work once, like, because I had been put on this this probation. Mm. Literally, one of my offenses was laughing too loud.
What?
Swear to God.
How is joy a thing that you should be shamed for?
Because I work in a corporate environment.
Yeah.
And we're... the room that we're in is pretty quiet because we're screening. We're on the computer. We're, like, you know, just clicking, typing, copying. It's, like, such a mind-numbing job. So we're allowed to listen to podcasts and books on tape and, you know, Pandora and shit like that.
Yeah.
I often listen to hilarious podcasts, and I would laugh loudly. I would try not to, but I guess I would be loud. And somebody that sat, like, away from me, like, complained a bunch of times. So I got in trouble for that. But anyway, so I get off probation. And I already told my one manager, I was like, dog, y'all never promote me. You guys found out I was a comedian, and now that's what, like, people look at. They don't look at me as an employee. Like, it's whatever. I don't blame you guys. It's human nature. It's easy. Like, I just, like, went off on this tirade, and he was just like, oh, I wasn't ready for that much honesty. Like, but yeah, like, I just straight looked at him and told him one time, like, Tom, the amount of work that I would have to do to actually get a promotion around here, that's, I just don't have it in me, bro.
He just like the perfect tone and facial expression for that too.
I was just like, man, I just don't have it yet.
I could already see that as a film sketch that could be contrasted with like you starting to like unzip your hoodie and then realizing that's too much effort, and so it's just like a physical contrast. Okay, just like leaning back in your chair, you pull out a one hitter while you're talking to your boss. Just sit with me, man. Just sit.
Dude, that's my ultimate job.
Like, you can smoke at work.
Oh, man. I mean, every job I've had, I've smoked at work, like, in some, like, even if it's leaving for lunch or whatever. But I want a job where I can just, like, take, like, poke my head out back real quick and just, like, lean out the back door and wear T-shirts to work. I have so many great T-shirts.
Yeah, where are you going to wear them?
It's hard because I don't go out because I'm lazy.
Well, you should, well, also you're a dad, so you got all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
Right?
That's super fucking annoying. So...
Sometimes, like, I did this last night, actually. I woke up with, like, a cold or something, and I had, like, a long weekend of traveling for work and stuff, and I came back, and, like, you miss doing comedy, so I'm like, oh. Like, the only time I get dressed up is, like, since I work at home, is, like, for dates or for comedy, for mics. Uh-huh. And, like, the comedy scene is, like, you know, mostly dudes. They don't give a shit what they wear half the time anyways. But for me, it's just fun, so I do it anyways.
I've literally worn basketball shorts and a long tee with a hole in the back.
That's exactly, like, if dudes could wear their underwear out, they would. Like, just their underwear. So.
Yeah, I don't have abs, though. If I had abs, you better believe.
So I got dressed up to, like, motivate myself to go. And then I felt so sick, and I was just, like, laid on my couch, but, like, upside down, so my head was on the ground and my feet were on the couch, and I'm, like, mentally processing, okay,
I just got dressed up, but I feel like shit. Like, what are the pros and cons of going right now? I had to convince myself to go so I could get, like, a 5 in.
I don't know. I don't even know if I can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I try to get on stage at least once a week.
Yeah.
But there have definitely been times where I've been like, I ain't got it in me this week.
No, it's too much. Especially when you work a day job. You come home and you're just like, should I eat? Should I go to sleep, work out, or do comedy? Like, it's not, right. You can't do all of them. It's one or the other because you're so tired.
Right, like, yeah. Ideally, I would love to, like, downsize where I'm living. Mm. And, I mean, ideally, I'd live in, like, a fucking studio. Mm. And if I had another comic that was a friend that I trusted enough to live in that small of a space with and him not be totally gross.
Let them live in the kitchen corner?
Yeah, dude, I get fucking bunk beds. You think I give a shit?
Wow.
Dude, I'm 37 years old. I have nothing to prove to anybody. Everybody can go fuck themselves.
I was wondering where that logic was going. Logic. Dude.
Yeah, no, we'll get. I don't give a shit, dude. We'll get bunk beds. People will be like, oh, you got bunk beds? Yeah, you know how much I pay in rent a month? $200. Okay, I don't work a fucking job.
Living in Asia, but better.
I work a part-time job 3 days a week. Fuck off. And I have enough money to go on vacation.
I've accomplished all the things I need to. Everything else is a bonus from here on out.
Yeah, but no, I have to have a bedroom because I have a daughter, and sometimes she comes over, and it's like... You can't have a fucking studio apartment and be like, all right, honey, roll over.
Okay, how about you sleep in the apartment tonight, honey? Yeah. I'll just sleep in the porch. I'll be in the car if you need me. If anyone tries to break in, I'm in the car.
So that's why I thought she was going to, because I'm moving when she graduates high school. Actually, I'm moving in a couple months before she graduates. That plan is, but the original plan was she might stay here for a year or two, go to JC here, and then move to wherever I was.
What's the plan now?
The plan is I'm going now, and she's coming, like, shortly after, like I think right after she turns 18.
Dude, we talked about this. You're moving to Oregon?
Wisconsin.
That's very different.
I was going to move to Seattle, so that's probably where you're getting that from.
Yeah, Oregon and Washington are the same to me. So, yeah, that's where I'm getting from. I was going to say, you're just going to, like, start turning white. You're going to, like, transmutate. Be like wearing flannel and Chuck
Taylors.
And you're just going to go blonde naturally. Yeah. You're going to drink kombucha.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to Wisconsin. So that means if I start drinking.
Another type of
white. It's so white up there.
Eat sausage
trust me,
and die.
I grew up up there. Oh, it's so good though. The cheese.
Oh my God. What did I have there the first time? Fried pickles, like in some college town.
Oh, they're so good.
How did you get a thing?
Did you get spears or slices though?
Oh, I think slices.
Like slices better.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like spears would be crunchier, but that's more of a commitment. Like if you don't like it, you're just like, fuck, I gotta finish this.
And it's weird because like the pickles are still moist when they're that big. It's hard to get that dried out. Sure. So, like, a lot of times you'll be halfway through the pickle and, like, the skin will be breaking apart and shit. So, you're, like, holding this, like...
Vinegary hot grease on you.
Yeah, it's, like, crunchy skin, but it's, like, also wet and, like... But you're still eating it because you're, like, drunk because nobody orders fucking fried pickles sober.
Unless you are drunk.
Yeah.
That's totally true.
Every time I've eaten them, I've just been shit-face hammered.
Do you know what I loved so much? So, this last summer, I was in Europe doing some festivals and... I was in the UK, in England for a minute, giving reference.
Just busting balls.
Fuck you. okay, pickle boy.
Hey, England. How'd you know my nickname from camp?
Well, I do now. It's just a shot in the dark, but that's how I roll. I love how, like, in every country or culture or region, there's a different drunk, like, hangover food. Like, here, it's fucking tacos or pizza, and, like, the shittiest pizza ever. But there, it's, like, fish and chips everywhere. You can't get pizza. There's fish and chips open, though, till 3 in the morning.
Well, it's all about the grease.
It is. It's always about the grease.
It's so about the grease.
And, like, the carbs to soak shit up.
You know what the best place ever is? It's in Wisconsin.
In general or like...
Oh, ever.
Because I would guess like heaven or like in bed with a really hot guy.
depends. I mean,
you,
well, I mean, let's not rule anything out.
You are progressive, but I don't know.
I don't know. Like I'm not gay, but I've stated my love for Channing Tatum on this show several times.
Who doesn't love him? How can you not love
him? It's his personality, man.
It's all his personality.
I've told this story a bunch of times.
He has a really hot wife and they're both really good dancers.
I've told this story a bunch of times on the podcast, but you've seen the movie This Is the End?
No.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. It is fantastic.
Is it with him?
He's in it.
Then I'll see it.
All right. Well, it's like it's Seth Rogen, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, James Franco, Jay Baruchel, Jonah Hill.
All reasons not to see it. Channing Tatum is the only reason I would want to see it.
Dude, first of all, those guys are all hilarious, but they're all playing them.
Surprising. They all play themselves in every movie
ever.
No.
They're literally the...
Seriously?
No, the movie is that they're...
Oh, that's the one, The End of the World.
Yeah, they're all friends, and they're having a party at James Franco's house.
Is a BDSM or something.
He's a sex slave to Danny McBride at one point, but it... Like,
I remember seeing the trailers.
I was listening to a podcast with Seth Rogen, and he said that when he was writing it, like, he wrote that scene, and he, like, emailed Channing Tatum, and it, like, spelled it out for him, like, didn't hold anything back, because he's like, I don't want to get him there and have it be, I want to be honest with him.
Yeah.
So he spells everything out for him, and he said, like, instantly Channing was just like, yeah, cool, let's do this. And he showed up, and they're like, yeah, we can get a stunt, because at one point he has a luchador mask on, like a wrestling mask. And, like, he flies out of a trailer and, like, and just hits the ground and, like, knee pads,
he
the mask and shoulder pads with, like, a Speedo. Yeah, and, like, he's jumping all around and they're like, we can get a stunt double. He's like, no, I'll do it.
That's fun.
Yeah, so it's just like, all right, you're just going to sit there and rub on, like, Danny McBride's dick for, like, a solid minute. Like, it's not happening. It's
that
good.
Sounds fun. That sounds way fun.
It is. It's a good, because it really pokes fun at all their characters.
Yeah.
And Michael Cera, probably as a coked out sex fiend, is so adorable.
He's cute.
It is. You don't like any of those other guys? Oh, Natasha. You don't have to be ashamed. You're allowed to be wrong.
I'm not
okay.
But I'm so used to being right.
Just because you're a girl.
I'm so used to being right only when I'm alone, not when I'm surrounded by dudes. I'm reminded constantly why I'm wrong.
Well, you know, it's hard being a man.
Oh, really?
It is.
Tell me about it.
It's hard.
What's the most difficult part?
All of it.
So specific. Your articulation is left. Masturbation.
Masturbation.
Exactly.
So, masturbation. What's your favorite? What's your favorite airport to masturbate at?
None of them. See, dudes can't take a shit other places. I can't masturbate. I couldn't masturbate in a public place, like, even if it was a hidden public place, like a bathroom. That's terrible. Is that you do?
No.
Let me go back down this road. Let me make
sure. Well, I mean, not on a regular basis. Bah! No. I've masturbated in my car while driving.
Yeah, that's semi-private.
I mean, it was, like, a long road trip. Like, I just wanted to see if I could do it. It was kind of like, oh, yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, you know, the most fun I've ever had doing it.
It's a little easier for dudes.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
A little easier.
Yeah, because you guys have to get way more into it mentally.
Yeah, you do.
So
you start
closing.
You have to close your eyes. If you close your eyes while you're driving, that's not a good thing.
Maybe if you just pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah, but then it's not as fun. Like, the risk isn't as fun. You just get creeped out because if you're pulled over, then you're like a sitting duck and anyone could be like,
yeah, then just somebody walks up. So this girl was broken down. I just thought, no, like the way you said, like, people could just walk up and made me think about this.
All the time. This girl
was broke down. And me and my friend Misty were driving home. And I look up, and it's, like, late at night, and she had, like, pulled, like, looked like she had coasted, like, into a parking lot. Uh-huh. But all the lights in the parking lot were off. So it's just, like, moonlight was the only real light she had.
Was there mist coming up from the sewer?
No, I wish. It would have been so perfect.
And then David Bowie, or Prince.
Prince would have been great. She wouldn't have been freaked out then.
No.
But no, instead, Misty pulls up, and she was driving, so I stick my head out the passenger window, and I was like, hey, need some help. And, like, even in the moonlight, you could see, like, her whole body tense up. And, like, I told my friend Misty it was going to happen. I was like, just watch this girl's reaction. No, she won't react like that. I'm like, Misty, you know me. You know I'm not a threat. But, like, this girl, she's just going to hear my voice going, hey, do you need some help in the dark?
Yeah.
And sure enough, the girl tightened up. And then she was like, no, my boyfriend and his friends are on their way. They'll be here any minute. And my friend Misty, then she leans over and she's like, are you sure? Like, as soon as she heard a girl's voice, like, it's fine. He'll be.
Dude, it's a real thing. Do you know how many fake boyfriends I've created because of creeps?
Well, like, I could.
They're just minor characters in my life, but they're like extras in and out as needed.
I will say that over the last couple of years, I don't know, like, now that, like, there's been so much more, because, like, it wasn't a thing when I was younger, people really, like hardcore catcalling maybe, but like there wasn't like this overall of like everything is creepy now.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh, is it really though? Yeah. And then I started listening to some old songs.
Yeah.
Like I listened to Special K, I Got a Man. You remember that song?
No.
The whole song is this dude hitting on a chick, and she keeps telling him, oh, okay, well, I have a boyfriend. Okay, the song is literally, I got a man. What your man got to do with me? I got a man. I ain't trying to hear that, see?
Wow.
And, like, the whole song is him hitting on her and her being like, my boyfriend treats me good. I'll treat you better. My boyfriend buys me things. Man, whatever. Like
him hitting on her and him not listening to what she's
saying. Yeah. And, like, just constantly being like, nah, leave your man for me. And her being like, dude, I like my man. And I listened to the song, and at first I'm rapping along because, you know, it's from, like, when I grew up, I was like, yeah.
It's got a good beat. You're just like, okay.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, oh man, what the fuck?
Fatherhood has ruined this song. Fatherhood and awareness ruins everything. Dude, that shit is so true. I just don't get it. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, guys like that or, like, creepy attitudes like that just give bad impressions or make a bad name for, like, the good dudes. You know, that don't do that shit. Yeah.
Right, because, like, if I hit on a girl and she's like, no, that's good, I'm just like, all right, then, have a great day. And I walk away, like, it's like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all hurt and dejected. I'm not like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm not angry.
Yeah.
No, I'm very sad.
You're very sad.
I'm very sad.
I'm very sad. You're very like the little egg in the depression commercial. You just roll away until you're around.
Oh. it's like, boom, 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 boom. No, well, when I drank, too, I just didn't really care.
That's what drinking does.
Yeah, it was great. I'd just be like, oh, okay, drinking, all right, bye. It
makes a safe, like, blanket of fleece apathy to surround yourself with and catch all your sadness.
It's nice.
It's so nice.
It just numbs it. Nice.
It does.
Like, it's weird when you quit drinking, all the feels that you get, what is this? This is so odd. I have emotions? No. Well, I mean, if you have a problem, like, I had a bit of a problem.
Context again. That's the theme of this show. Context.
Nah. My mamaholics know what's up.
Yo, mamaholics. All five of them.
All five of them.
All five of them.
It was funny. My friend, well, you know Jander. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, Kevin, who's been on the show a couple times, he's like my last minute guest because we work together. I'll just be like, hey, bro, you doing anything tonight? He's like, you know I'm not doing anything.
Come on down.
I introduced him to Jander the other day, and Jander's like, oh, have you been on the podcast? I was like, huh, what do you know? Kevin from work is getting famous. People don't recognize me from my own podcast, but.
You should expand, like, your network of guests. You should, like, interview your cleaning ladies now that you trust them.
I should have them on here. Tell them what a great job they're doing.
Such a great job.
Yeah, and I've worked it out to where I know that if I go to 11:30, they've just come, and they're not going to be back for a while.
So weird.
No, it's so not weird, so dude. Weird. It's the bathroom when it's at its near cleanliness, and not to put too fine of a point on it.
But you're about to.
I'm about to, because that's what I do. I'm finna. Not to put too fine a point on it, but if I know that they're not going to be there for a while,
yeah,
I don't feel as bad. Well, you know, because they don't want to come in right after I get done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel
very
guilty.
Thoughtful of you.
I do. I feel guilty when I'm in there and they're like, hello. And I'm like, yeah.
You
just
don't want to come in here.
Just give me a minute. Like, shit.
And then 5 minutes after that.
Because I want to tell them to, you know, go ahead and leave for like 20 minutes. Not that I need that long, but, you know, air out time. I'm a very considerate person. Guys, I wish I videotaped this because her face is just, she's just like, oh, what am I doing here?
Oh, I don't know. Man, I always thought I'd missed out on having brothers, but I feel like we're catching up. making up for all this lost time.
You don't have brothers?
I only have sisters.
You only have sisters? Yeah, I know you had the one sister you were telling me about.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my sisters?
You were telling me about one with kids and...
And you're like, and that's as much as, yeah.
No. I was at her house. I was at once, because I picked you up from her house. And, like, she was out front playing soccer with a little boy.
That's right.
Yeah, when we went to, Jesus Land.
Holy Land.
Holy Land.
That we never got to go into.
Right, guys, is it?
That was so much fun.
Is it bad that I tried to sneak into Holy Land for free, like, three times?
Yeah, you're definitely going to go to hell.
I almost had it once. What the fuck is that? Did you hear that?
That was God.
Seriously, dude. Because sometimes I hear things.
What are you talking about? I didn't hear anything.
Mamaholics, it's finally happened.
I think that was a memory trail.
That might have been a memory trail. Every once in a while, I'll get really... Like, you know how they say, like, smell?
Yeah.
Or, like, color, or just like something
memory
can...
Memory trigger, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get those, and when I do, they're so fucking intense.
Really?
It's awesome. Well, it's like reliving a memory.
I wish you videotaped this now. Your expressions are the best. You, like, literally went back somewhere right there.
It's, like I
his
said...
His whole face opened up. He's like... and his eyes are like... Bling. Powerpuff Girls. Bling. Bling. Sparkle, sparkle.
All right, I'm Buttercup. No.
These are the best names. What are the other ones? Butter.
That's,
You know them.
Oh, God damn it. I do know them, too. Buttercup is one of them.
Yeah, everyone remembers Buttercup.
Oh my God, I can't remember the Powerpuff Girls.
Because I asked you specifically.
It is. You're a devil person.
My ninja.
It's going to bother me so much now.
Just Google it.
I'm about to.
He's not Googling anything, but he is.
No, I'm trying. Ugh, gosh darn it. I got to get on the, like, oh, I'm getting a signal here. I hardly ever get a signal here.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I don't know. No, it's not. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I got
it. I care.
It's going to drive me nuts if I don't look this up.
I think I was just calling them Powerpuff, Powder Puff.
No, it's Powerpuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it? Powder Puff is the football.
Yeah, that's when girls play football. It's so adorable.
That's the way you said that. You should be fired from everything that has to do with fatherhood. It was a girls' play. It was so cute.
I did that on purpose.
It's like
you
when
know
girls
that.
Try to get a job. Oh my God, have you ever seen it? Blossom, Bubbles.
Those Blossom, Bubbles,
and Buttercup. Oh, there's only three.
That's what it was. Gosh darn it.
You're welcome. I Googled that faster, and I'm still getting paid 40% less.
My oh, no, you're not.
I had to say it.
First of all, the made-up fake number is 22% less.
Okay, second of all... Statistics, it depends on which number you're referencing when.
If you're looking at the overall per...
Okay, got like, overall per average jobs, even though they don't like consider every job
if,
in the world this year.
What number are you taking? My parameters are not at the end of the year, what did somebody make total? Because you can't factor in things like overtime, which statistically speaking, men work more overtime. You can't... That's statistically speaking. I'm not... You want me... That's a fact. I'm not making this up. Okay, I'm not saying that it's just statistically speaking men work.
Statistics is no matter
what you were about to.
I know. This is why I'm making fun of myself, too. No matter what numbers either of us quote, they could be 100% right, 100% wrong, or anywhere in between, but neither of us would ever know because they would be from some article or thing that we heard a while ago, and we have no context because all we remember is the numbers.
Right, and we don't want to sit here and play with Google for another hour.
No.
You saw how long it took us to get Powerpuff Girls.
The easiest thing to Google ever.
Right? It should have been like 8 billion hits. I was going to go a different direction before that.
Where were you going
to
go?
I don't know. I think it was something about the way that I said it was adorable that women try to play football.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do that on purpose to mess with you.
I know. It's okay. It's fine.
I used to tell my friend Erin Treese, who is a... She's not like the... quote-unquote hardcore feminist that's like, all men just need to die. If we want to move forward as society, just all men, even baby men, just need to go.
Even baby men.
Yeah, like, have you not seen that woman?
What?
No. Yeah, there's like a video of this chick.
Baby men?
She might actually. She might say male babies.
Oh.
Or I thought she
said. I just love the image of
baby man.
Baby man.
Baby man.
Like a baby in a suit.
Yeah. Oh,
adorable.
you're so professional. Weep, weep. Yeah. But yeah, she was like calling for the execution of all men because they're holding back society. And she's like, the only way we're going to continue as a species is to eliminate all men. And
that's terrifying. There was like a mockumentary on Netflix. What's it called? Have you seen it? Where it's like the day that... Like,
have you seen that thing on Netflix?
There's a movie about people and stuff.
Oh, we'll do the Netflix Pearl next.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but go ahead.
It's about like the day that like men start becoming extinct because like all women's cycles have like synced and like they no longer need men to like continue reproducing. But it's actually pretty funny. You should watch it. I forget what it's called.
That's an interesting concept.
It was a really good watch. Yeah.
My friend Aaron is not like the crazy, like that far off the reservation. But she's definitely a very strong... What? No, I'm sorry, that is. I would even consider myself a feminist. I believe that dollar for dollar women...
I like your reference of not that far off the reservation.
Oh, that's pretty far... I'm sorry, but no matter what your cause is, to be that extreme with it is far off the fucking reservation. No matter what your cause is. Like, trust me, I'm in the same boat as, you know, an African-American. Or, I'm mixed, but whatever, I'm African-American.
You're in the same boat as what?
Some people who have that extreme factor in their camp, like the people who call out race. Do you remember the girl in Maryland who got shot when the police were coming to serve? Or I'm sorry, the baby got shot when police were coming to, I think it was her, the baby, but police were coming to serve a warrant on her husband, who was a armed and dangerous felon, like no. known for carrying guns and shit. She was pointing a gun at them whilst holding a child, but like behind like a wall or something, and like repeatedly was asked to put the gun down. And I'm not sure how it worked out, but she ended up getting shot. Like, the kid got hit in the crossfire, and the husband is the only one that didn't get shot, who was all over. And people are calling it racism. I'm like, well, you can't point a gun at police while they repeatedly ask you not to point the gun at them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain, like, there is personal responsibility at a point.
That's true.
But then there's, but
then
you know,
there's the question of how would that have gone down if she weren't. If she weren't holding a gun, pointing a gun at them. It's
if
all
she,
hypothetical.
Yeah, but... I mean, considering that they didn't, while she's holding the gun, they didn't immediately fire. Mm-hmm. In a situation like that, it earns benefit of the doubt that if she hadn't held the gun, they'd been like, get down, and she had got down, you know, or even if she hadn't got down, they might have tased her. That's what we hope for. That's what we're supposed to train them for. But I don't know if that's what happens.
Do you want to know what my Netflix pearl is?
Every time we've almost steered towards like serious, you've been like, we're not doing this. No,
that's not true. Last time we had a conversation and we were talking about last time I was on here different
with Joey James
issues of the days, you kept steering it away because you're like, okay, this is getting too serious.
Did I that time?
You did. I don't think maybe you weren't high that time. Maybe that's why.
I'm usually high, so I doubt that. Okay. except for that long exhausting
2 weeks
tremendous length of time of 2 weeks. Yes, so besides that, yeah, well, that really did lower my tolerance.
Did it?
Like the because I woke up, I got so excited because I was like, I had that Sunday off. I was like, I'm gonna wake up Sunday, I'm gonna smoke a little bit of weed, I'm gonna eat a fucking piece of an edible.
I like how you're dancing as if you're on a surfboard right now. Like I am Beach dancing. Boys should be playing behind you.
I get into it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I was like, oh, now I'm going to go do yoga, and it's going to be amazing. And I took, like, 3 hits, and I lay down on my bed, and I was like, oh, man, I might just lay here and have this be amazing. Like,
forever. I love how you say that, and have this be amazing. Is that what it is to be James Bailey? You just wake up and, like, what can I make be amazing today?
Basically. Because, all right, if you... It's not anybody else's responsibility to make your life fantastic.
That's true.
It's nobody else's job.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, your parents, to a certain point, are supposed to help.
I think they're just supposed to, like, help you survive to a point where you can start doing that shit yourself.
Well, like, and, you know, you also, like, if you're a child, they provide as long as you behave. You know, they should help steer you that way. But, yeah, it's nobody else's job. It's not their responsibility to be like, hey... I'm going to make sure you have fun today. If you happen to have somebody like that in your life, awesome.
That's why I really hate it, like, when people are just, like, especially friends or, like, dudes you're dating, they'll just, like, text randomly and they'll be, like, I'm bored. I just want to say, so? I don't care. So? I'm not bored. There's too many things in life that I want to do. Like, I can remember literally one time when I was ever bored. But I get bored of life, but there's too much stuff to do. There's too many books to read. There's too many places to go.
You can just walk.
If you're bored, you're a boring person. Go figure something out, dude.
I have a dog. I'll just smoke a bowl and take like an hour long walk and just like stare off at the sky and let my mind drift as my dog fucking sniffs every single bush we walk. Yeah, that hour we're only going like a half mile or so.
But it's enough for you to fill like a hole, right? Or like a threshold of like exactly.
I walk around, let my mind wander. Sometimes I come up with some pretty good bits.
We've talked about this before. You're gonna be a very good old man.
Be an amazing old man.
Be the best old man.
I'm still thinking about getting... Did I tell you my plan to get a corner lot?
A corner lot?
Like a house on a corner?
No, I don't think so.
This was inspired by this dude I went to school with named Joe. He used to talk about it. And I think I've amended it a bit. And changed it up just a touch. I might not have. I don't remember because it's fucking high school, man. I'm old.
And like, acid.
Yeah, and acid and mushrooms and pills.
Another life. I don't remember.
I've eaten so many. But he was like, I just want to get a house on like a corner by like a middle school or a playground or something. So kids are tempted to cut through my yard. And I'm gonna grow my grass. And I'm just going to sit on my porch and I'm going to yell at them. And then I believe I added where I'm going to have a BB gun, and I'm going to shoot them. And I might even hide in the tall grass and then just pop up like fucking Vietnam.
That's, like, creepy.
And then I'm also going to have a bottle of Jack Daniels because I'm going to start drinking when I'm old again.
I like how you're filling in the necessary details. Yeah. You also have alcohol and shoot kids.
Yeah. With a BB gun.
Maybe a banjo in there somewhere that I won't really know how to play. I want to scare them, I will.
I'll just have like a harmonica, like that I'll occasionally be like,
you like I'm pretending. Music or taps on your harmonica, if that could ever be done, when you shoot one of them fake dead.
What if I, all right.
You should have a three-legged dog that's all angry. Right.
Stick with me on this one. That's this hard. Is where it's going to get weird.
Has it not yet?
No.
It's about to happen.
I'm going
to
get an extra large porch, like ridiculously large, but with a big overhanging awning, so it's like almost the whole thing is in shadow, and I'm going to have a piano. And I'll have a single candle on top of the piano, and I'll just be on the other side of the candle so you can barely see my face in the shadow, and I'll play really, really creepy music from the piano, and then like have booby traps in my yard. Oh. I would be the best old man ever.
This is like what would have happened to Kevin McAllister if he had actually been a person that grew up and got old.
Have you ever seen the video where he's driving like Uber?
Wait, Macaulay Culkin or yeah. Kevin McAllister?
No, Kevin McAllister. Kevin, God damn it.
He was only
Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister.
Like all grown up or something?
Yeah. Like this dude picks him up and he's got long, well, it's Macaulay Culkin, so he's got, like, its long, straggly blue hair and his ratty goatee and shit, and he's all skinny. He gets in the car with this dude, and he's supposed to be driving. But, like, the dude gets in there, and he's like, hey, you're not, you know, so-and-so from the picture. And he's like, yeah, man, that's my girlfriend. She got really sick, but she needed me to drive and, like, log in for the money, man. I don't even fucking know how to drive, man. I don't have a fucking license. And the other guy's like, oh, do you want me to drive? So, like, then the dude's driving, Macaulay Culkin's at the passenger
seat. Awesome.
But, like, he just starts going fucking off. Like, he starts smoking a cigarette. And he's just like, yeah, of course it fucked with my mind. How would it fuck with your mind if your whole family fucking leaves you and you're just left to fend for yourself against two burglars, two deranged felons? And, like, he's just going off about how, like, these circumstances completely fucked his head up. And then they get carjacked. And as the dude's looking, also Kevin McAllister just snaps and he goes, wrong car, motherfucker. And he attacks him with a string of Christmas lights.
That's awesome.
And, oh, my God, it gets so dark. It's amazing. It's the reason the internet was invented, basically.
Basically.
Like, this is why, trust me. I've done the research.
Have you watched Jim Gaffigan, his show? Mm. He has, like, a recurring, is that Macaulay Culkin, like where Macaulay, this barista or something looks like him, and he always thinks he sees him. And so he has like this recurring cameo in his show, and it's really great.
Oh, nice.
That's the only reason I watch the show.
I'm glad it got work, man. Yeah. All right. Have you ever seen the movie Saved?
No, who's that with?
It's Macaulay Culkin, yeah. Mandy Moore.
Oh, I have seen that.
And yeah, where she's like the super religious. She's like, I am full of Christ's love. And then she like chucks a Bible.
Yeah, I like it, but I was like on edge because I'm like, am I okay to like this? This seems like it's almost a Christian movie. And then I realized it was okay.
It's so not a Christian. Oh, that's right, because you grew up like super Mormon, right?
Do you know there's this thing I want to work on a bit about it, but like, okay, so when we were kids, we like, especially as Mormon, like you couldn't watch anything that was like rated R, and my parents pretty much made it PG-13 too. So like this is in the days of Blockbuster, and you develop this like sixth sense. You know, the Blockbuster videos would be on the shelf or whatever.
Right.
And like sometimes they would have like the picture of the film, and other times, like we lived on a military base, it wouldn't. It would just be like a box, a neutral looking box with the name of the title. But we got so good at like being able to tell just the name of the picture, like if it was rated R or not, without reading the description, just like the sense before we flipped it around. Because the moment you flip around the VHS, the box was like either like sheer joy that you got to watch it or like complete disappointment. Because there are not enough good movies that are not rated R. So you just like go through lines and lines of Blockbuster videos. And I feel like I still have that, except when I'm driving in the car and I'm scanning through radio stations because I'm too lazy to get anything to connect to my iPhone. And so I have to listen to shitty radio.
It's but like, all wire, bro.
I'll just scan it. I'll just be scanning through. And I kid you not, like 80% of the time, I'll hear like a little beat or a melody or a riff and I'll stop it. 80% of the time, it'll be a fucking Christian station and I'll like listen to 5 seconds and I'm like, why do I like this music?
Oh my gosh, so what's wrong with
like
you?
There's something wrong with me from the Mormon days where I still love happy, terrible music.
I mean, it's a muscle memory, you know?
It is.
There's still some music that I like that, you know, it's from like my mom's generation.
Like what?
All right, well.
Like
and
disco
this is,
music?
I like some disco.
That's not my mom's fault. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, listen, listen, I have taste, all right?
I have a disco suit. It's so pretty.
I was actually going to go as Disco Stew one year for Halloween when my hair
as
was
what?
A Disco what? Stew from The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We
wow.
I know, dude. I have, like, missed out on an entire American culture life.
Dude, you saw. And, like, if I were you, I'd just blame it on, how do I say this gently? Looking so foreign?
It had to do with the Mormon.
I know, but don't admit that. Just blame it on.
Just start speaking one of my other languages.
How many? Okay, now.
Start talking to me, just like start talking Spanish.
I always say this wrong, but you're Italian and Colombian?
Pretty close. I always like want to think that you're Puerto Rican, but you're not.
Dude, that's an. I'm trying, okay?
That's
I'm just,
not a bad thing. No, I'm not being angry at all. Like,
why are you picking on me?
No, because you're a
I need
mix.
A safe space. Your hate speech.
I want to give you 5 minutes to smoke again. I'll take over. Go pee.
Go freshen up.
I keep playing with this bag of special grass stuff.
That's fine. I locked it. So.
It's so pretty.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
It's a really pretty color.
Thank you.
I'll try.
I'm
going to smell it, but I feel like I'm going to sneeze because I'm like so sick.
Yeah, don't sneeze on my,
that would
my stuff.
You'd still smoke it, wouldn't
well,
you?
Well, I mean, probably.
Probably.
Maybe not. Yeah. I got more at home. All right. So, no, you mentioned you're Italian earlier.
Yeah, and Lebanese and Ecuadorian. The only things automatically interesting about me.
See, I want to say Lebanese, but then for some reason I was like, no, it wasn't Lebanese. It was South American.
Yeah.
Central American. Wait, is it? No, it's South, right? God damn it. This is one of those things.
Why? It's a confusing conversation because then you feel bad and you're like, you shouldn't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad. I feel bad because I used to know this stuff. Like geography used to be my jam.
No. Geography used to be your jam.
Oh, I used to love
like
geography.
The Schoolhouse Rock jam. It's like your mental jam.
My Schoolhouse Rock. I used to dance and shit. No, it was always like, it was one of my best subjects in school.
It's fun.
I like geography.
It's a fun subject.
It is. I don't know. I always wished I'd traveled like Europe and done
when
like the whole.
When are you going to do that?
If I ever can do it through comedy, maybe.
Why? Why wouldn't you do before that? You know you can get some really cheap flights, like cheaper than going across the U.S. sometimes.
Because I can't just dip out to another country for like months at a time.
We'll go for 2 weeks.
No, I want to do, like, months at a time.
Okay, that's why.
See, yeah,
so
like.
You wait till your daughter goes to college.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. That's part of the reason I'm moving to Madison is because she wants to go to school up there. Yeah. So I'm going to provide, you know, housing and everything while, like, what would be awesome is eventually if I get, you know, like, traveling where I'm touring out and shit,
yeah.
I'll get her, like, a one-bedroom or a studio right off campus, and yeah. I'll just pay that.
Yeah,
and then instead of having my own rent, I'll just live on the road.
There you go.
Like, no, I've thought about this so much. I could do it. I only have, like, two or three pairs of jeans I wear, a couple pairs. I have mostly basketball shorts and T-shirts.
You can
that
do
is,
it.
Yeah. So if my job is the stage,
I don't see why not.
I could easily live out of, like, two duffel bags tops.
Dude, follow your dreams.
It's my dream to be homeless and live in a car of hotel rooms. Yeah. All right, what's your Netflix pearl? Because I know we're coming up on that time.
It's a Hulu pearl, and it's a show called Please Like Me. It's so funny. Huh. It's this Australian stand-up comedian. He was, like, their youngest winner of, like, some comedy contest, and he wrote this show, and it's hilarious, so you should watch it.
Please Like Me. So what's it about? You can't just...
It's about this dude. It's semi-biographical in his life. But it's about this dude and, like, I don't know, he finds out, he realizes he's gay and he has to break up with his girlfriend. And then just, like, him living with his friends. And it, I don't know, it's just a story about a dude and his life. But it's so well written. And the stuff that they go through and the honesty with which they, like, talk about life is hilarious. It's so good.
But it's Australian. It's different down there.
That's how the world works.
They'll never have a shooting episode.
They might.
They don't have shootings in Australia because they don't have guns.
Hashtag globalization.
It wouldn't work here.
What? Australia?
Taking away
shooting?
The guns.
Why do you say that?
There's too many. They're already here. It just there's entirely too many. They're already here. It's built into our constitution.
It doesn't mean the Constitution can't be revisited. A lot of countries revisit their Constitution.
And I don't necessarily think they need to be taken away. I just think that there need to be different regulations. I think that there are regulations that would make everybody happy, but
there
instead
be
of
semi-automatic weapons,
you see,
any normal person can get.
I feel that if you want to get that, that's fine. However, there will be, and this is with every classification of gun. There's a different test and class you have to take.
Right.
And so there's going to be, like, a psychological test.
Right.
And there's going to be a class that's going to teach you, you know, like, how to handle your gun, how to clean it, how to, you know, put it back together. Like, but it's not just going to be, like, you know, a half. This solves another problem, too. This is one of my presidential platforms, right? No. Because check it out.
Your own campaign?
Yeah, if I was going to be president.
When are you going
to run? Whenever they repeal the No Felons Act. I will.
Well,
if they ever repeal that, I will run.
We had a black president. We almost had a woman president. That's the next one.
All right. We'll have a felon president. But so here's, all right. So there's a psychological test.
Right.
Whenever you do the gun, then there's like a safety test. And with every different caliber, you know, for handguns, for shotguns and hunting rifles, for semi-automatic weapons, all the way up. You know what? If you have the money to purchase a fucking tank and you can prove that you're psychologically stable enough and well-trained enough to use it and not kill a bunch of fucking people, then you know what?
What psychologically stable person has reasons to have a tank?
That's why you have a test.
What would that test be?
What you going to do with
your
tank?
Do you have enough desert to drive this around and not approach people in a crazy way or shoot them down?
Because there's you could even decommission them, maybe, if you want. Well, that'd be kind of pointless to decommission a tank.
But I mean, understand, these are, like, military weapons made for primarily shooting people and ending lives. So what?
Well, that's what a handgun is. That's what a handgun is. That's what
shooting mass amounts of people.
That's what an assault rifle is.
That should not be allowed for a regular person that is not in warfare. I think warfare is terrible enough as it is. That should be limited. But that's a whole other conversation.
What was my solution to warfare? I had a solution to warfare.
Your solution to warfare?
I have a solution to a lot of things. Oh, but my other part of the, so the training and everything. Okay, you can disagree if you want, but this is my platform. I'm telling you what my platform is.
I'm not voting for it.
But wait. Because the people that teach these classes will be some veterans from the military and people who... Because we have a serious problem with homeless veterans not being able to get jobs.
You're giving them jobs.
I'm solving two problems in one.
You're not solving two
problems.
I
am solving two problems.
You're just softening, like you're padding two problems.
I'm helping with joblessness amongst our U.S. veterans, and I'm helping regulate and control exactly who's getting what guns.
Some of the major problems among U.S. homeless U.S. veterans is not just that they don't have jobs or can't get them. It's that they were never, like, debriefed or, like, processed out of the military in a psychological way, and they don't have the mental health counseling that they need.
Well, as part of a government job,
PTSD.
As part of, and this will be my other point that I want to fix that too, but part of, as a government job, of course you're going to get great benefits, Natasha. Government jobs have good benefits. This would be a government job. You would have the benefits to get the counseling. And one of the greatest aids to help treat and, it's the word, it's held it at bay is what I'm trying to say. Like,
Mitigate,
help you regulate to where, you know, you can control, like, you can't, you're not controlled, but when you have an episode, you don't freak out, you know, you can calm yourself down.
Stabilize? No.
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere in there.
You know what I'm trying to get at. Marijuana. marijuana has been proven time and time again to help treat and help people. And I will use mitigate. I do like that. Help mitigate their PTSD time and time again in okay. trials.
I think these are very good idea seeds. I still stand.
I'm going to legalize all the drugs.
I'm going to legalize all the drugs and all the guns. And just yep. going to be a happy place where nobody can shoot anybody, but we can still have it.
Because if you're not smart enough to know better than to do too much cocaine or to fucking too much meth, then you can go ahead and just, we need to wipe you off the planet anyway.
That's not a thing. That's just a conceptual, that's a hypothetical.
Nope.
It's not followed through. That's the same, if you're too dumb to be a bad parent, you shouldn't have kids. People do anyways.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
It's called birth control yeah. education.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're going to give that out, too. Like, no, like, a big part of my platform, and I'm not going to, this isn't going to be out in the forefront. This is going to be a hidden theme that if you're really smart, you'll see in the background. You ready for this? We need a bunch of people to die and leave.
Oh,
there's too many people. There's too many people. Bill Burr said it on 3 specials, maybe 4 now. I haven't seen his new
this
one.
This is the perfect presidency for you. I feel like you're going to fit in very well with the next 4 years, Bailey.
No, I'm really not. Because I believe in, like...
Accidentally by default.
No.
We need a lot of people to die. Let more people have guns.
But
create
see,
jobs.
No. I didn't say... No. My regulations, my tests, my classes will decrease the amount of people that are eligible for guns. You're going to get a psychological test with every classification of gun that you try
there
to get, and
no
they're going to be
stringent. There is no psychological test that would justify a civilian having a mass, like a weapon designed to kill mass amounts of people in seconds.
People already have those.
Right.
And they can still easily get them, and that's not going to change.
That's not going to change
there's
unless...
There's too many powerful people getting paid to keep it that way. This is corruption. I understand idealistically.
You understand, like, the concept of, like, why revolutions or changes happen. If something needs to be changed, it needs to be changed from, like, the root
And what
up.
Do we need
so
for the revolution?
You can't say it's unchangeable.
What do we need for
unchangeable.
The revolution?
That's very un-American of you.
What we need for the revolution is guns.
No, that's...
That's why we have the Second Amendment to rise up works. Against our government.
You're fired from this conversation.
Hey, I'm just spouting the Republican now. Look, the truth of the matter is there's too many powerful people that get too much fucking under-the-table money, and there's too much corruption in the system. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm not saying I don't disagree, or I'm not saying I disagree with the fact that, yeah, we don't really need them. However, it's happening. So instead of just going all idealistic and saying, give them up or give us nothing, then take what you can get.
I'm saying...
I feel I could get those regulations passed, and I will take that for now to help a stopgap to the slaughter of our children.
Your hypothetical presidential campaign. Which would, if it happened, would happen in years. So therefore, I think you have a little bit more time.
At least like 16.
More doable.
Which I think would be heavily regulate and get them out of the hands of people that are obviously, at least for right now, the people that are obvious, like the guy that walked into fucking, Aurora guy. There's no way that he walked into a store and somebody was like, "Ah, look at that nice young man. I wonder if he'll babysit my daughter. He seems sane." Yeah, that guy is. But anyway,
feel better now.
And then I'm going to legalize all the drugs.
Now that we know you're running for president.
Vote Bailey, 2036. Wow. Oh, that's a really long time away. That's 20 years.
Good for you.
How old will I be? Yeah.
56.
57. Thank you.
You said 20 years. Aren't you 36?
I'm 37.
Man, you're way older than I thought, a whole year.
Oh, my God, go fuck yourself. So it was really fun having you on, bitch.
No.
All right, so she did like the little half tie off. So your Hulu Pearl is...
Please Like Me.
Please Like Me. It's just kind of... Would it be comparable? Would it be comparable to, say, Master of None, the Aziz Ansari Netflix one?
No. Because I think his is more intentional. I think it would be more comparable to... I can't think of something to be comparable to. It's just really great.
But you said it's more intentional.
Yeah, it's just like good writing about a dude and his friends, and it's hilarious. He's not a stand-up in there. He's not a comedian in there. He's just a person in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then, because like so many times, I mean, it's like the go-to for comedians who do TV shows
do a show about a comedian.
All right, I'll check it out.
Cool.
Because I ended up accidentally watching a show that Becca recommended last week called The Good Place.
I haven't heard that yet. Cool.
She called it high concept, where basically you go to you go to heaven, but heaven is the good place and hell is the bad place. Mm. And in heaven, like, everything's perfect. And Kristen Bell's character gets sent there, like, accidentally. Like, there's some type of a clerical error or something. And hijinks ensue. And, you know, if you misbehave in the good place, you can get sent to the bad place. And
I love hijinks. Is there such a word as super jinx? Like, if it's a lot of hijinks, it'd just be, like, super jinx ensue.
I think that's shenanigans. I think
shenanigans is so Irish, though.
It's my favorite part.
Running around.
My favorite part of Super Troopers. I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
See,
even shenanigans.
Oh my God, there is some white in you.
Oh, there's at least 50%. And it's Irish too.
There it
so
is.
It's like so white. Okay. It's Irish from Wisconsin. I got a little Polack in there too somewhere. I have family that's like, oh, just have a seat over there.
No, you do not.
I do. My grandma Jean.
Amazing. I love
my
that.
Grandma Jean and my grandpa Kenny.
That's such an Irish name. That's so Irish.
I have those super heavy fucking Midwest Wisconsin. Oh, just have a seat there, honey, and we'll get you going. Would you like something to drink?
Get you some potatoes.
Oh, they're so adorable. Mine's an Amazon Pearl.
I like Amazon.
Just started watching a bunch of their stuff because I've realized at my job that they haven't blocked Amazon Prime Video. Yeah, like, I can't get Netflix, and I can get Hulu, but the connection, like, they don't have a high enough, like, internet for how many people are on it. Like, I'll watch one episode of Community, and then I'll have to shut everything down and restart my computer because it's, like, none of my internet wants to work anymore.
That's funny.
So I don't do that. Takes too long.
It's too much effort.
What's
your Amazon Pearl?
Amazon Pearl is Sneaky Pete, new show with Giovanni Ribisi.
Sounds very Italian.
You know who Giovanni Ribisi is?
I don't know. I don't even know if you're saying the name right.
I know it's Giovanni. Have you ever seen Boiler Room?
Giovanni. No.
Have you ever seen Mod Squad with Claire Danes?
I know what you're talking about. I would need to see his face. Either you Google it or I'll Google it later and I'll know.
I'm doing it. I'm going to IMDb him.
Because
I'm a huge nerd. I'm going to turn my Wi-Fi on, too, though, because I think my Wi-Fi works better. Yeah, for some reason, I don't get shit for
connecting. Are you holding your phone that far away because you can't see?
No, because if I hold it too close to this, it'll start making noises. And I don't want to do that. Ribisi, all right. Giovanni Ribisi.
I need to see a picture.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh, yeah, I don't like his little
soul patch.
Little downstairs mustache,
Yeah, it's his little soul patch.
Why do you guys do that? It's so gross. It's like he missed a spot.
Was he? Oh, yeah, he was in Avatar. Did you saw Avatar, right?
I saw Avatar. That was so long ago, though. Like, he must have been a kid in that, right?
No, he was in his 20s.
So continue.
You know, he's in his 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, he's old. No, he was like the corporate boss. Like the dude in the room.
I don't remember. I just remember the blue people in that.
God damn it.
That was the best part. I don't remember. Were they pretty good? They're so good.
There were a lot of blue people.
That was the first, what do you call it, 3D movie I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, did you do coke before the show and then not tell me?
Because
that'd be super rude.
I have a cold.
Not sharing your coke, you ass.
Dude, I am so ex-Mormon. When would I ever do coke?
Before the show.
Shit.
Don't. It's not worth it. Dude, just go in the forest and do mushrooms for a week, and you'll be fine. It's way better than coke, trust me. And anyway, don't do Special K either. Sneaky Pete is...
Your drug references are as helpful as your movie references for me.
I have so many drug references.
There's so much to show you.
I could easily probably get you to OD within...
the president's name is Trump.
He's horrible.
Tell you the history of rap. I think we did that last time.
Some NPR voice. Sneaky Pete is Giovanni Ribisi's character.
Uh-huh.
His name is God damn it.
His name is God damn it.
No, now Maris Yopovich.
That's less fun.
His name is Maris Yopovich. He's like, you know, this like foster kid who's like he's a straight con man. And it starts off with, like, him in prison talking to this dude named Pete who will not shut up about, like, how great his grandparents' house was. And, like, then you realize that when Giovanni gets out of prison, whoever is after him is going to kill him.
Huh.
So he takes on the sorry, I'm trying to keep it going so it doesn't, because if it shuts down, we'll get all kinds of crazy noises.
Yeah.
He takes on the identity of this guy, Pete, to go to his farm to hide out from the people that want to kill him. But, like, they have his brother, and like, he thinks he's walking into, like, this perfect family on this farm, but, like, they have all their problems, and, like, he's kind of finding stuff out, like, back channeling. Like, it's really... It's just really good, and watching him interact and, like, try to lead these two lives. And there's a bunch of people in it from Dexter, and I always like it when I'm watching a show, and I'm like, hey, they were in Dexter. Oh, I'm glad to see they're working again.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, and it's a Bryan Cranston's in it. That's the other guy. He plays the mob boss, the one that wants to kill Pete. And, like, it's just a good show. Like, it's really interesting. It's really fun, and, like, I thought it had a really good ending where it's setting you up for next season. You're like, oh, all right, this is how it's going to be bigger than last season. I see what you're doing here. Like, so it's interesting. I really enjoyed it. It's what, 13 episodes at, you know, an hour a piece. So yeah, if you have Amazon Prime,
I do.
Oh, it's so good. Amazon Prime is really, everybody should have it. If you don't, you're missing out on life.
True story.
Ooh, I'm getting really old. My back is like super stiff.
Do some yoga, yo.
I do yoga. I love yoga.
Yoga's the best.
It is. Do you do hot yoga?
I haven't yet.
What?
I feel like I would sweat a lot.
Well, I mean,
I would love to do it. I just never. I don't know. The yoga classes that I do work around my schedule, and the hot yoga is always at a time that I can't go. So,
where do you live?
Actually, I live in Tampa now, but I used to live in Bradenton, and so when I do yoga, it's to go, my parents live down there, and I'll go visit them and visit my grandma. Yeah, it's a studio I really love. It's called, like, Thrive Fit. It's cool.
Dude, there's, like, 8 billion yoga studios in Tampa. You should be able to find one.
But I keep yelping and calling around, and I don't know, I haven't found one that, like, I really like their vibe yet. I know I will, but I haven't yet.
I found I went to one place because I called them, and I liked how polite they were. They called me back. I had to, like, leave a message, and they called me back. They're like, hey, yeah, this is what this is. And I'm like, I've never done it before. And they're like, oh, well, you know, this, you know, you want to dress like this, and please be here by then.
Yeah, just your, like, yoga shorts.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get, like, yoga shorts. Yeah. Like the nut hugger ones. I'm not going to do that. That's not right for anybody.
Is that a term, or is that your term?
Nut hugger?
Nut hugger.
It's an expression. Okay. You never heard it?
Never heard that.
Yeah, you're not huggers.
I don't really talk to guys about tight shorts a lot, I guess.
Well, it's like tight jeans, tight shorts, jeans. Yeah. No. Anything that would hug your nuts.
I saw this.
Very literal.
Improv show once in Chicago, and there was a... This guy must have been super new at improv, and he wore the tightest jeans I've ever seen. Like, I feel like there should be a law against it. I feel like... I don't know. I can't even think of anything. But, like... They were so tight, and improv, you're supposed to be physical, and, like, there was no room for movement, and he was on a stage, elevated stage, and everyone was looking at the same thing the whole time. We couldn't focus on the scene.
His balls.
And they were all pushed. They were so tight, it was completely pushed to one side, and we're just like, this...
Could you see, like...
for him.
Could you see, like, the unit?
The outline of everything.
Oh, so at least he wasn't, like, a little guy.
I could
guy.
See all his previous sex experiences. It was like looking through the eye of a tiger.
I feel like I've slept with everybody that he's slept like, with.
I can see every ridge in there. It's like ridges in a rings in a tree. Like, there's so much information right now in this bump. Like, you can't look away.
So you...
Feel like a pervert.
That reminded me of an actual skit by, and you probably don't know who it is, The State.
The State? Why have I heard of that?
Because they're like a famous improv and sketch comedy troupe.
Yeah, LA or New York or something?
They were on MTV for a while.
Okay.
And it was like Ken Marino and it was basically everybody from Reno 911. Like Tom Lennon and Joe LaTruglio.
Is Reno 911 the Andy Samberg show?
No, that's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
Recommending it to me.
When did you stop being Mormon? Like a year ago?
No, but like, but I have
TV's
a lot
been around
to catch
forever.
Up on.
Yes.
Like, I just saw The Godfather like 4 years ago, and that's like really recent.
God damn it. Why is this keep happening? Why is this keep happening?
Because your display preferences are probably on like 5 minutes. Go to sleep. You should
No,
that.
I have it on. All right, then I'm going to turn autoplay off. I'm going to turn it back on. So it should just go to the next fucking one. Yeah. All right,
he's
sorry.
Playing with his YouTubes right now.
Sorry, Mamaholics. I'm trying to make it because they've heard it before when the the screen goes dark or the computer
and
shuts
what
off.
Happens?
It starts making crazy noises because this is all
what?
Running through
the
computer.
Noise?
No, that would defeat the whole fucking purpose.
This podcast defeats the purpose of everything. I don't see what the problem is.
This podcast has. I'm trying to think of a purpose, but it really.
I know.
This is the most pointless hour and a half of your life.
Most pointless of my life, but I mean, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, I try to have a good time.
I really like how he has his utensils on a magnetic strip. That's
all seven
that.
Of them.
That's more than most dudes have in their heart. It's usually just like, I just need two.
Yeah, well, again, if I didn't have a child, I would like a full setup. But like, I mean, that's the dream is really to just, you know,
not have stuff. Is that the dream?
Like, I think I get, you know, loot crates. So I have, like, a whole bookshelf and a half full of...
loot crates?
Loot crate, yeah. What?
What language are you speaking?
You don't know what loot crate is?
Is that one word or two words?
Well, it's two words made into one word.
Is it a crate type, or is it a reference to some movie that I don't know?
Oh, my God. Okay. You know...
I'm literally asking you to explain this to me.
I literally am, if you'll let me.
And
just
also,
like a woman.
You literally say stuff like... You know what loot crate is? Like, you just blend all your words together, and I don't know if you're high or just James right now.
Little column A, little column B.
A little bit.
Okay, Luke, it's a monthly subscription service. I call it my nerd box.
So what?
Nerd stuff.
So I'm the weird one for not knowing what that
yeah.
is?
Okay,
that
well,
is
no.
so specific.
No, because there's a bunch of them, but, like, they have advertisements all over all kinds
Define
of
podcasts. Nerd stuff.
Like even Joe Rogan.
Books?
Well, comic book theme stuff, like the shirt. Every month I get a shirt, a statuette.
I'm going to go die right now.
Let me finish.
I cannot believe this exists.
Let me finish.
I ever tell every guy ever.
Some little collectible. Okay, so like this month, spoiler alert, I got a t-shirt that has Super Mario on it, like pixelated Super Mario. And it says the original. Yes.
I'm jealous of that.
I think right now I have my Superman on.
Unfair. Girls never get stuff like that. It's so hard to find. He's undressing now. I'll describe. Pants, no. Underwear. No, Captain America. James is Captain America, if any of you are wondering. He didn't even have to go into a phone booth to transform.
Eyes up, Natasha. Eyes up. My eyes are up here.
I can't focus now. Don't ask me any questions.
Oh, and we bought my pepper.
But that.
Yeah, I have almost all of my shirts are superhero related or pop culture related. They're all from, I've got a RoboCop shirt. I got a David Bowie shirt.
For you. You're pushing adult men back 20 years. You and the rest of your boys. Not those boys.
Me.
So,
God damn it, I knew I should have done that. Now you're just going to see me as a piece of me, like all the rest. I have a person, Natasha.
Wait, say that again? I didn't hear what you said.
I am a person.
It's so hard for me to hear what you're saying when you're right in front of me.
It's because you're staring at my package.
I can't help it.
Look, again, I'm 37.
James Bailey is blushing so hard right now.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
You fucking are, dude.
No, I'm not.
You literally covered your mouth while I was at the microphone, so I couldn't see you laugh or smile, but I can hear you because I have headphones on.
I can see that because you're...
I can hear you smiling.
I may have taken my glasses off, but
winning.
You are 2 feet from me.
Yeah,
I'm not blushing. She is lying. Mamaholics.
You're fucking blushing. And his blushing is leaving blushing trails.
I am not.
So the microphone is red now, and he can't tell if that's real or him.
Don't tell her this, ladies and gentlemen, but I spiked the shit out of her water.
Wait, what? Did somebody just say something? I can't hear it because I'm only 2 feet away. What?
Listen, it's more professional where the headphones to wear the microphone.
Is this a pot or a sticker? Why is there a sticker? Why is there a sticker here?
That's Will's. If it's mine. Gosh darned it.
Gosh diddly darned it.
You know, all right, so this might be weird. I don't know.
Everything you say is weird.
Fair enough. I may not be, like, super religious or anything anymore. Yeah. I have a certain different belief system, perhaps.
But you won't say gosh.
I try not to take the Lord's name in vain.
Why?
I don't know.
Challenging. I'm curious.
I don't know. It's probably the same reason.
This is one thing you are hesitant to talk about.
No,
not drugs,
just...
not sex, not Captain America on your penis, but this.
Yeah. I just dropped Trout, and this is the one. This is the one that's
he's sitting
like...
naked in the studio right now.
That's why she's having such a.
I can't focus.
See, I don't want to be that guy that's like, my dick's so huge, but I also don't want to say I have a baby penis on record, so...
Actually, I'm very proud of you. You have not said dick or penis once, and I'm the one that said it first, I think, so you are a true gentleman.
I am a gentleman. I said my package like 30 times.
It's probably true. But it's also because we were describing the guy with the tight jeans and his package, and it was contextual.
Wait, what? It was contextual?
I mean, you had, like, package was the perfect word for that.
It is. Package is,
like,
is
how terribly tight his pants were.
Quite often the perfect word for the situation, I find. I find sometimes a clinical word can be funny.
Yeah.
Like penis.
Penile erection. Like, what other type of erection is there?
There is a clitoral erection if you have a large enough clitoris.
That's true. I think I have heard that. Very good.
I saw an adult...
I like saying clitoral instead because it's fun.
I saw...
Like someone's being tickled.
I saw a video once with a young lady in it who was having intercourse.
Saying these words makes it less worse than you're about to say.
Hopefully.
A young lady.
And she had a clitori.
A clitori? It sounds plural, yo.
A clitori.
I'm waving my hands to the heavens. I have no words. You're ruining the English language, yo.
I do that a lot, son.
Yo, son.
What up, son?
Those look clitori.
Her clitori was roughly, roughly the size of like my thumb. And ladies and gentlemen that don't know me, so the one person out there who's like stumbled around this podcast, they're like, what the fuck have I been listening to for an hour and a half?
Nobody listens to podcasts for an hour and a half, so nobody's listening right now.
Dude, I listen to Joe... Okay, granted, Joe Rogan's way funnier than me. But I'll listen to, like, Joe Rogan's for, like,
his
2.5, 3.5
hour and a half.
His podcast is, like, 3 hours on
average.
That's
why I don't listen to it.
Their Nerdist has been hitting an hour and a half, hour 45.
I can't do that. I think all podcasts should be an hour or less.
No? Oh, so you're saying you don't want to hang out
no
with me anymore, Natasha?
Now
that I've been on your podcast for just about the time of it, fuck you.
But I probably will listen to the other ones for the first 15 minutes and then scan through.
That's so brutal, bro.
I'm being honest.
No,
you just talked about clitori and other things.
I should write that down.
I will not revisit.
I'm going to write clitori.
Clitori, and you kept using it as a singular. It's not a singular if it even exists.
Yeah, but would a woman have multiple clitori?
That would be amazing. Actually, okay. Let me take that back. Stay with me. It would either be amazing or terrible, considering the average woman compared to the average guy's, like, finishing when it's a heterosexual coupling. Like, most of the time, or half of the time, you don't unless they're a good dude and you have a good relationship with them. And so then it would just be, like, doubly depressing because it's, like, two clitori, proper usage.
Dose.
More room for sadness.
Or. Because... With the right angle, I want to say this as weird as fuck possible.
You're hoping that you can hit two birds with one stone.
There you go. Because if you should at some point along the way be pelvis to pelvis without hurting her to stimulate the clitoris, while you're also stimulating I want to say the G-spot, but I can't think of another way to make G-spot.
The G-spot.
That's it. That's just, that one's just,
it's
no,
the
there's
G-spot.
Nothing.
There's no other word for it.
The inside
G-spot. The genile?
No, the G-spot, yeah.
The genile referendum.
Yeah. Look, I realize...
The existential parameter.
I'm never going to be rich, and I'm always going to be a little weird, so I had to learn some other things to be like, if
like
I want
language.
A girlfriend. Yeah, like languages.
Or sex.
No, like knowing you should try to stimulate as many things as possible at once.
It's very true. It's very true.
Because, men don't need outside stimulation.
Yeah,
I just admitted to masturbating whilst driving a car.
Whilst.
Which is one of my favorite words.
Grey Poupon.
I've started using whilst so often now.
Yeah, that's a pretty good word.
I enjoy it. Because you can say while in 99% of the circumstances, it'll work the same.
What circumstance doesn't it?
There's got to be one. I didn't want to paint myself in a corner. I want to.
This is like the statistics they put on the cleaning products. Kills 99.9% of germs. There might be one we don't know of.
Yeah. What is that 0.01? Is it like
Zika?
Yeah.
Babies.
This will kill everything. Doesn't kill pregnancy. Yeah. If you drink enough of it. Okay, so that was horrible.
Yeah.
I apologize, America. And by America, I mean the four dudes that are listening probably in America, maybe. I hope I have British listeners.
I bet you do.
I have a bunch of British followers on Twitter.
Okay, that probably translates.
I don't, well, you know, because I posted on Twitter, I'm like, hey, check this out. Yeah, so do we follow each other? We should follow each other.
I think we do. You should post clips of this and get people to listen.
Post Clitteri.
You should not post Clitteri. Probably you'll get it stopped for like porn or something. Don't do that.
I'm going to just post Clitter. That would be a good
just
idea.
Post Clitter. You should maybe just do hashtag Clitter on everything and see what happens. You're going to get a lot of like really hot girls following you and not listening to your podcast.
Not at all. Well, one of my favorite things to do when I first started on Twitter was to...
On Clitter.
Oh, it's so much better. Would be, yes.
Clitter Twitter.
All right, hold on. Remind me that you rebranded.
James needs a break because he's getting too hot.
Nope, just clitoris. Remind me that you rebranded... That you rebranded Twitter for me.
Twitter.
I want to talk about that when I tag this next tomorrow. And
next
I will forget.
Tomorrow. I caught that.
Well, no, because we used to do them next week, but we're doing this one tomorrow.
We used to do them next week. Thank you, Peter Pan.
Oh, God damn it. We used to do them a week
this
ahead of time.
Why.
We would record on like Thursday and then release them the following Wednesday.
Yes.
But I have since reestablished it. And the podcast is going to take a break when I go to Wisconsin. So I got to get reestablished and set up all my equipment again and actually get equipment because this is all wheels. So I got to get equipment and then I got to set it up. But yeah, I'm gonna do it again and maybe hopefully I'll learn how to edit. I don't know if I'm going to have guests for a while though when I get to Wisconsin. I'm not going to know anybody.
Wisconsin and Chicago people, that's like what, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive?
Two and a half or so.
So many. You could do like a weekend trip.
Well, I know a couple people down there too, and I definitely want to get down like and start hitting mics and like start being like, hey, if you want to book me for stuff, I'm fresh to you people.
I know a couple of Wisconsin comics, and they have like comedy festival, and there's a scene.
Yeah, I thought about applying to a festival that's happening in Indiana, and by the time it would be happening in Indiana, I would be a Wisconsin comic.
Oh, which one is it?
I would have to look on my Facebook. I have the link saved.
Yeah.
I do that. I see them every once. I replied to the Milwaukee one a couple years ago, and it got denied. I've been denied for the Big Sky one twice.
I think I've only ever applied to three, maybe two, actually. I don't really know.
I applied to three festivals and one super big contest.
Nice.
And the contest never even got back to me. And like, I'd sent all these submission forms in and, like, checked all this shit in there. Just never even were like, yeah, we got it. Like, because at one point they... I guess I forgot a form.
Yeah.
Or like I hadn't printed something off, and they're like, oh, we need this too. So I did that and sent it to them. And then I was like, you got everything? They're like, yeah, good, thanks. And then a couple weeks later, I was like, so what's up? Probably. It was like $20 or whatever.
They ghosted you.
It's sad.
It is. Start your own festival, yo. On an island in Wisconsin. Are there islands there?
Kind of.
There's a lake, right? There's lakes.
There's like a tree out in the middle of one that kind of has some shit around it.
That's what Midwestern people do. They go to lakes and, like, eat sausage.
Drink beer. Actually, too, Wisconsin's going to be so great. I'm going to go to Barstool races.
Excuse me? This sounds like such a college thing to do.
This is like grown-ass men.
Barstools.
With wheels,
or are you...
No, you take a barstool, and you take, like, a...
I feel like you explained this to me to one.
You take a metal square... And you put a lawnmower engine in the middle, and you put the bar stool over the lawnmower engine. And there's different ways to do it, but that's
like
a basic
literally
way.
Literally walking out the door now.
No. We have belt sander races.
You have told me this.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Okay, I will go out there. I want to be in a race, but can there be couch races? Can you, like, rig an engine of that?
I'm pretty sure that if I set up some... If I put up a sign...
If you had a festival where there were couch races and comedy...
If I put up a sign and was like, register now for love seat races, however you want to do it, make your love seat drive fast, I guarantee you I would get at least, if I gave people enough time and I offered a cash prize of like $50, it wouldn't even have to cover the cost of making the racing love seat, I guarantee you I'd get like 20 people the first year. Maybe 15. 15 the first year, 30 the second.
Did you hear NASCAR is, like, putting points into their, almost said system. I don't watch it enough to even care. NASCAR is now adding points to their races, so they're more interesting. And, adding, like, two breaks during, like.
Stop.
Why?
They've been doing that for years.
No, they haven't been.
It's called the points race. They're expanding the points race.
They didn't have half times before.
In the races?
Yes.
Oh my God, they're not doing
that. TV half times. They're adding two, but they're not really half times because it's like dividing into thirds for interview and commercial break.
Oh, that's not good. That's horrible.
So this is a half truth that I share with you because I don't care enough about NASCAR.
I don't care enough about NASCAR, but my mom's super into it. And I have some friends that are like my mom.
The Wisconsin side.
Yeah,
that's why.
Like she cried when Dale Earnhardt died.
I remember that. I was sad mostly because it was the only like American superstar that I knew.
Are you fucking serious?
That was 2001. I had just moved to the States like all right. 2 years before that.
Before I move to Wisconsin, I'm going to take some vacay time.
Are you
going to
pop culture meet?
Yeah, you're going to come to my house, and we're going to sit there, and I'm going to fucking...
I have been asking people to do that. 72 hours of, like, watching, like, the top 10 American movies. I've had people take me through, like, the American rap history, pop history.
Dude, I've got some movies in my collection that, like... I've got some ones that people forget that they've seen until you mention them. Like, oh, my God, that, yeah, like... Cause I've got some legit just like 80s movies like in the cheapest type of DVD case you can get. Like you won't ever find them on Blu-ray. With Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd.
Ah, holy shit.
Golly, that was fucking loud.
Fine. Are you okay?
Oh, my battery's about to die because I forgot to finish plugging my laptop. I did it like halfway. All right, so while I do this, you start doing dates. What dates you got coming up?
Cool. So, February 18th, I'm at a stand-up show in Brandon at Windmill Tap House. I'm going to be ending that show. The 23rd, I'm doing a roast with comedian Taurus. And then coming up in April and May, my sketch troupe, Millennial Fresh, has its yearly show. We sold out last year, just two dates, at a theater down in Sarasota. April and May, and that's at the West Coast Black Theater. Original sketch comedy. It's pretty hilarious, pretty fun. And
that's what you were promoting last time I had, because it was you and Joy James, right?
Yeah, that was about a year ago, and we have our new show now. It's going to be pretty great, man. It's going to be pretty great.
I can imagine. And your last one, it sold out every show too, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was so much fun. So we had about, like, Joey and I did most of the writing last time. Now we have some new writers and some fresh faces and some, like, pretty hilarious shit. So we're going to be rehearsing our asses off for the next 2 months, so... Yeah.
Nice. So that's coming up. Give the dates for that again.
I'm bringing it up on my notepad because I made sure to write it down. There we go. God. Millennial Fresh is April 23rd and May 1st at West Coast Black Theater in downtown Sarasota. And I'm super excited. A storytelling show that, I'm just saying it, that I co-produce with my friend in Chicago from here. We're starting it back up again at a new bar. It's called All the Feels. So we do that.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you're going through there and you want to do something.
And what's your social media? What can they find you on? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Tinder, RedTube, whatever you're into. There's
not
no judgment.
Facebook. I deleted my Facebook because...
Again?
Again, but for reals this time. Just because I'm too addictive to shit that I shouldn't be. Like
fair enough.
Facebook and not other stuff.
I get that.
So I'm on Instagram, Twitter... And my site, it's Natasha Sam Rainey, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, Sam Rainey. Figure that out.
Don't do that to them. Don't spell the easy one right? And give them the...
Sam Rainey is S-A-M-R-E-N-Y. But I imagine, it'll be here on the clickable link.
You
can usually spell things right, so...
Sure.
So
I guess I won't tag you on Facebook, but I definitely will on Twitter then.
Will you promise? Are you on Instagram?
Of course. We follow each other on Instagram too. I'll take a picture before we leave to put up. I haven't done that in a while. I was doing it for a while and then I forgot. At one point had my phone up there as a camera and I had like one of those buttons and I would just constantly
just, like,
click
control.
It.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I wanted like candid pictures of the podcast. It was adorbs. Don't fucking judge me.
You have to keep you on your toes, James, because you just say things and you just always think it's going to fly.
Yeah, that's just kind of, that's life, man. You just, you say things and they fly, and then you just move on with your life.
Very true.
Or they don't fly, and you should just move on with your life. Like,
just do it.
Man, don't let people, again, nobody is responsible for your life being amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn anything from today, I feel like I gave a life lesson with that.
You really did.
We rebranded Twitter.
As Clitter.
As Clitter.
Right after he said Jesus Christ, we're all so good.
Oh. Golly gee willikers.
Golly gee willikers.
Golly gee willikers.
Oh my gosh, can I say this one thing?
You can.
Let me anyways.
Yeah.
You talking about like not taking the Lord's name in vain, I respect that, that's cool. But the worst time to tell someone not to do that is like in the middle of sex.
No.
I didn't. A dude did it to me.
Stop it.
Totally. Totally.
Did you kick him out of your giner?
What did I do? No, but it totally took me like out of the moment, which I might as well kicked him out then.
Right, because then it's just watching him go at you like
something, and it was like, you know, what, however you say God when you're having like a good time, and he like stopped and he looked at me. He's like, "Please don't say that." And I was like, "Excuse me." And he was like, "You know, I just." And apparently that was too not good for him. And so I was like, okay, I'm sorry, but we're done.
Yeah.
For this moment.
It totally
took me out of the head game.
If I'm having sex with a girl and she starts calling me a black bastard that's ruining the society of America with my poisonous ways and the white culture. Okay. Like, yeah, we'll talk about this later, dude. I'm in the middle of something. Like.
Thing too, like if that's important enough for you, like I'm pretty sure, especially if you're not married, like what other things are not jiving with "don't take God's name in vain"? Like you guys are like screwing the shit out of each other right now. Like,
right?
I don't know if that counts, yo. Let's talk about it later.
Yeah, I mean
it's cute and endearing. I had nothing against him, but I was like, probably a conversation we should have had before.
If you're so worried about taking the Lord's name in vain, maybe you shouldn't be premarital fucking somebody. Or was it an arranged marriage? You're foreign and Mormon, and I have no idea how either of those two things work.
That makes sense. No.
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 So you were not. So it was just some dude that you were.
Just some dude.
You guys were kind of dating, and you're just like, yeah, this is fine. Yeah, I was trying to not, you know.
This is post-Mormon, so it's okay.
All right, Natasha was getting some. getting some.
Like you do.
Hey, some people do. I choose not to.
Choose not to have sex?
I'm actively not having sex. I mean, it's not really like there's a bunch of people banging down my door, but I could.
You could.
If I wanted to.
You could.
You know, maybe get some. I feel like there are people out there who, like, if I was like, hey, what's up? Maybe things could happen.
All you would need for their panties to drop was for you to look at them sideways and say, hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's not Superman. It's Captain America today.
Captain America. I want my Captain Batman. America. I wear my Batman draws.
But Donald
tomorrow.
Trump has Captain America underwear.
Don't say things like that. You're going to ruin my underwear. Don't wear my underwear. Look, I have already talked so many times about why I have superhero underwear on the show, so I'm not going to do it again.
That is not a judgment. I want superhero underwear. It is not as easy for women to find.
Ah, bullshit. Because guess what? If I was fucking around with some chick and I go to take her panties off or her pants off, because, like, look.
I'm not talking about how acceptable it is. I'm talking about how easy they are to buy.
Oh, fair enough.
You totally misheard that.
Because, first of all, I don't like...
I think they're sexy as hell.
I don't like thongs. I like... I think they're called boy shorts where it's like...
They're so cute.
Like half the butt cheeks covered and it's all lacy on the bottom and shit.
They're super good for your butt. Like you... Yeah.
Okay. They're super good for my front. So, I mean, not when I wear them. God damn it.
I totally got it. I didn't know we're like talking past each other. You're not talking about boy shorts on a girl. You're talking about wearing your girl's underwear.
No, I'm talking about boy shorts on a girl.
No, because you said they're super good for your front.
Yeah, meaning they get me aroused.
Got it.
So cool. I was trying not to say something so vulgar.
Aroused is not vulgar. You've said thong. You've said clitori. You said
genile.
Yes. I think you're past that, yo.
Oh. Yeah, so if I was messing around with a young lady and I went to...
messing around with a young lady. This isn't Pretty in Pink. Or like...
If I found a young lady who was just like, sure, man, whatever. Just try not to wake me up. God damn it.
You can't even breathe right now. The moments that you decide to like euphemize your language... are so unexpected, James.
I know.
You're like, so if I chose to take my outward organ and put it inside of a woman's inward, and then she said it was okay, because of course it was consensual.
Well, I mean, yeah, let's not be savages here. It's 2017, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I would be super excited to, like, pull off her pants and be like, bitch, is this? Is that Captain Shield on your vest? Oh, man. Your vagina has a Batman cape? What? Like, I would be super happy. And on that note, since I have broken Natasha, ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for checking out my mom's favorite podcast right here on the HMP Radio Network. Thank you very much, Natasha, for coming. It was a lot of fun, even if I did kill you. Not like literally, folks. She'll be fine tomorrow. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Get ready.
Send out a search party.
So, guys, as always, I'm James Bailey. Haha. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And sorry, everything's all fucking up. Follow my mom's favorite podcast on Facebook. My only date's coming up. I got something coming up in February. I got to get the date for that. I'm going back to Finley's. Yeah. But March 9th, 10th, and 11th, I'll be featuring at Snappers in Palm Harbor, so definitely come check that out. Other than that, guys, as always, call your mama. She misses you. She worries.
Abu Dhabi, OBKV, baby, they've been hating lately, maybe, because I made a crazy statement when I bought the black on black in the range. I'll be rolling blue crocodile skin planes on my soles. I be sliding through the function like a Spike Lee movie on my Kansas City Ice tea moving like, excuse me, you must be from Ireland, because every time I see you, my penis is doubling. Check, nigga, 2 years in a row, check, nigga, away. Check, well, check, got it. My nigga, Abu Dhabi, I'm good. All I need is a check, nigga. Money, family, loyalty, most of all is respect, nigga.
Got
look
it.
At I'm on my Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day. So,
Abu Dhabi. Pause. Check Twitter, it's trending. Real DJs go ahead and start spinning. I know it's the fifth time everyone has requested, but don't be a bitch like the Grinch who stole Christmas. Abu Dhabi, it means it's all good. Wishing they Abu Dhabi's like wishing a nigga would. I can't be Abu Dhabi means I can't be touched. If you got me Abu Dhabi, you got me fucked up. Woo 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 for the family. Shake 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 your ass, hottie. Wanna see your hands up in the party. Now that's
Abu Dhabi.
Look at
I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
D-H-A-B-I, the crew, he pay nay, he die,
play.
Me through, DJ make me fly, you, cause we H-A-P-P-Y, I'm the la la la, my screw la la la, well some the la ya, yes I feel ya mama, some after some, everyone.
Exasperation.